Good afternoon. This is Mandy Bellings with KSOM News. A three-vehicle accident in Pottawatomie County sent three people to the hospital Sunday. The Iowa State Patrol says 55-year-old Deborah Masker of Neola, 53-year-old Maureen Harvey of Council Bluffs, and 58-year-old Robert Masker of Harlan were all transported to Mercy Medical Center in Harlan. According to the report, Deborah Masker was driving a 2008 Chevy Impala westbound on I-80 at the 44-mile marker, followed by Maureen Harvey, who was driving a 2004 Ford F-150. Traffic was backed up and stopped due to the traffic having to merge into one lane for bridge work. Deborah Masker was stopped and Harvey rear-ended her vehicle, causing Harvey's pickup to roll onto its top. The collision also caused Masker's vehicle to be pushed into the rear of a 2008 Chevy truck driven by 20-year-old David Feuerhelm of Cedar Rapids. The Mills County Sheriff's Office reports seven arrests. 24-year-old Timothy Talmadge of Glenwood was arrested today at the Mills County Sheriff's Office on a warrant for assault causing bodily injury. On Monday, 20-year-old Heather Rykowski of Glenwood was arrested for possession of a controlled substance, and 20-year-old Colby Puckett of Pacific Junction was arrested at the Mills County Sheriff's Office on a warrant for failure to appear for minor in possession. On Saturday, 27-year-old Nathan Murray of Council Bluffs was arrested on a Pottawatomie County warrant for failure to appear for domestic abuse. On Friday, 32-year-old Morgia Jane England of Corning was arrested for driving while revoked, and 42-year-old Lynn Houchins of Red Oak was arrested for driving while barred. And on July 27th, 24-year-old Edward Washington Jr. of Kansas City, Kansas was arrested at the Johnson County Sheriff's Office on a warrant for failure to appear for second-degree theft. He was held on $25,000 bond. The Atlantic Police Department made two arrests on Monday. Atlantic Police report the arrest of 20-year-old Blaine Carney of Walnut. Carney was arrested for driving while suspended. He was taken to the Cass County Jail where he was booked and held. And 21-year-old David Fredrickson of Atlantic was arrested on a Cass County warrant for public intoxication. He was taken to the Cass County Jail where he was booked and held. A Brayton man was arrested for operating while intoxicated, second offense Monday. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office arrested 28-year-old Casey Seth Coase following a traffic stop on Highway 71 in Brayton at around 11 p.m. Coase was transported to the Audubon County Jail where he posted bond and was released. Patching work on a bridge approach requires closing eastbound Interstate 680 between I-29 exit 71 and Pottawatomie County Road L-34 exit 21 east of Crescent from 7 p.m. until 7:30 p.m. tonight, according to the Iowa Department of Transportation's Missouri Valley Garage. There is no detour in operation during this project. Road construction work will reduce U.S. 34 to one lane between Iowa 148 near Corning and Iowa 25 in Creston until early September, weather permitting, according to the Iowa Department of Transportation's Creston Construction Office. A 16-foot lane width restriction will be in place in the open lane. Flaggers and a pilot car will be used to control traffic during the closure. The roadway will return to normal traffic patterns when workers are not present. The second phase of a bridge replacement project on Iowa 25 south of Guthrie Center requires reducing the current lane width limit restrictions to 12 feet 6 inches in the open lane beginning Thursday, August 11th, weather permitting, according to the Iowa Department of Transportation's Creston Construction Office. Traffic signals will be used to move traffic through the construction work zone. The completion date for this project is early November. Road construction work will reduce Iowa 25 to one lane between U.S. 34 and Union County Road H-24 near Creston beginning Thursday, weather permitting, according to the Iowa Department of Transportation's Creston Construction Office. A 16-foot lane width restriction will be in place in the open lane. Flaggers and a pilot car will be used to control traffic during the closure. The roadway will return to normal traffic patterns when workers are not present. This project will be completed August 8th. It was a big day for senior Tanner Runyon of the Cumberland and Messina Champions 4-H Club. Tom Robinson has the story.
Runyon, the son of Todd Runyon and Mark and Stacy Ventire, grabbed four championships at the Cass County Swine Show this afternoon. Runyon exhibited the Grand Champion 4-H Market Individual, which was also named the Supreme Grand Champion. In addition, Runyon showed the 4-H and FFA Grand Champion Pen of Three. But he was especially proud of his individual that was named overall Supreme Champion.
He weighed 283. It's out of one of my Yorkshire gilts that I've took to somebody else's house and had them farrow her out. And so it's kind of dear to my heart. So I know this pig pretty well and knew what he could do, but it turned out pretty good today.
This was Tanner Runyon's last to show, and what a way to go out.
This is great. I've been gotten grand champion twice and going for supreme and lost both times, so last year, it's kind of nice to have the Supreme.
There's also some sibling rivalry in the ring. Tanner's brother Brady exhibited the reserve Supreme Grand Champion individual.
I don't know. A lot of competition.
Were you disappointed when he beat you? Or?
I was. I really was.
Working with your brother and working together, what's that like?
Well, it's, you know, at times not so fun, but it's all right.
Talk about your pig.
The one weighed about 280 something.
How'd he handle in the heat today?
Did actually pretty well.
Brady also grabbed the 4-H Reserve Grand Champion pin of three in both 4-H and FFA and won the lightweight and heavyweight 4-H individual market hog divisions. Tanner Runyon had a second pig that finished as a Reserve Grand Champion individual. And Shelby Erickson, also from the Cumberland and Messina Champions 4-H Club, showed the FFA Grand and Reserve Grand Champion individual pigs. Erickson is a member of the CAM FFA. I'm Tom Robinson reporting.
Thank you very much, Tom. And the city of Grant was recently named a best practices member by the Iowa Municipalities Workers' Compensation Association. In order to achieve this honor, Grant has shown commitment from the entire organization to adopt and implement rigorous safety standards that not only help contain workers' compensation costs, but ultimately benefit its overall operations. The best practices program was developed to recognize and reward members for meeting best practices in the areas of underwriting, claims, and loss control. And that's news. I'm Andy Bellings.